Lake State to the Michigan Talk Network. It's Wild Michigan with your host, Duran Martinez.
Wild Michigan. I'm Duran Martinez. Great first hour of the show, man. Thanks so much to Ben Nielsen from Showspan, getting ready for the Ultimate Fishing Show Detroit happening next weekend. We've got some tickets to that we're giving away on our Facebook page. If you'd like to maybe get involved, be considered for some tickets. We've got tickets for not only the Ultimate Fishing Show Detroit, we've got tickets for the Ultimate Sports Show Grand Rapids and the upcoming Outdoor-rama. So February and March all booked up with shows. We want to send you there. Thanks to our friends at Showspan. Thanks also to our friends at Lucky Buck Deer Mineral for joining us in the 2017 year. And Darton Archery. A lot of new things coming from Darton, which we will be looking forward to sharing with you very soon. Also Costa Sunglasses. And we got some surprises, some new friends joining us in 2017 as well. A big bit of a busy year already underway with the first show. And again, a lot of fun talking with Mark Zona from Zona's Awesome Fishing Show in the first hour as well. Going to switch gears up a little bit. Something we haven't talked about in a long time. Talking a little bit about rabbit and squirrel hunting in Michigan. There is an event coming up next weekend. And I've got Dave Hartman joining us right now. Dave, this is going to go on in Langsburg. And this is your ninth annual rabbit and squirrel hunt. And this is going to involve some kids. How you doing, man?
I'm doing great. Thank you. And yes, you are correct. This is we aim this at getting new hunters, youth hunters, and adults, actually, into the hunting. A buddy of mine and I started this, obviously, 9 years ago. Our kids were grown, and we decided to start training some more kids to get out into the outdoors.
You know, it's funny, because when I posted, I work for another radio station here in town, in Lansing as well, and I'm very, you know, very into getting people outdoors and hunting and fishing, and a lot of people on that station don't know much about Wild Michigan. And when Marcia contacted us to talk about this, I was absolutely, this is something we definitely have to talk about, especially things in these smaller areas of the state. This has been going on, like you said, this is your ninth annual. How did the first one go, you know, go about getting done? Because 9 years into it, you pretty much got a handle on it now, but number one had to be fun.
Oh, yeah, it was interesting. The first four we held in my garage. We moved everything out, set up tables. The first year we had 12 people. That included us. last year we had 260 people.
Wow.
So it has grown quite a bit from where we started.
260, that's awesome.
It is, and we had over 100 kids, and that's really what we're looking for. We really want to, like we've said, we want to get these kids outside and get them into the hunting sport. We're all getting older, and our parents had trained us, and it's time for us to train these kids.
You know, and I tell you, it's funny because they both teach you patience, and that's something for a young hunter to learn is very important. When I took my daughter hunting for the first time, I think she was 10 when she was actually holding her own shotgun, shot her own squirrel. But she learned right then and there, don't move. It's all about, you know, seeing what's around you.
That's correct. Yes, patience is huge, and studying and learning what you're doing and knowing what you're going after and how to do it. It teaches a lot more than just the art of taking an animal for food. There's a lot more into it.
No, there is. I mean, with squirrel hunting, especially in the fall when the, you know, there's a lot of leaves on the trees, which I kind of like going out then, just because I think it really sharpens my skills as a hunter and as, you know, being aware of my surroundings. But a lot of people like to wait till the fall, you know, a little farther into the fall rather, when the leaves are gone. But coming up to this part of the year when we've been so cold, it could make for some interesting hunting.
We have had all kinds of different weather. We've had rain. We've had snowing so hard you couldn't see. We've had warm. We've had cold. You never know. And we hold it. It's always the second Saturday of January. And we've done that When we started this 9 years ago, we said, you know, here's a block of time when hunters don't have a whole lot going on. Deer season is over with. The bows have all been put away. Well, let's give them something else to do, and it seems to have worked because everybody loves doing it. And we have people that have been here almost every year, and they come back every year, and we run into them in the middle of the summer, and they ask us if it's going to happen again this year because they're looking forward to it. So, the weather definitely plays a big part in it, but everybody still comes out and has a good time.
Dave Hartman joins us here on Wild Michigan. I'm Duran Martinez. Now, this is going to take place, registration is going to take place on Friday, January 13th, between 6 and 9 p.m. at the American Legion Main Hall in Langsburg. Can you give folks an idea that may be not familiar with the area around where that would be located?
Yes, that is about 100 yards east of Woodbury Road, right on Grand River, just right on the edge of Langsburg. And that's where the check-in will be on Saturday also, and that's where the meal will be held, everything in the same spot. So once you find us, you know where to come back to.
All right. It's in Langsburg. It's not a big place, just northeast of Lansing. My dad lives out there himself. But when it comes to hunting, I know you've got Sleepy Hollow around there for state land, but what are some of the rules that that are involved with the rabbit and the squirrel hunt that's going on next weekend?
Well, our main rule is, only bring in your limit and check that in. We want to enforce all the DNR rules. And when you check in on Friday night, you will receive a ticket. Every animal that you bring back in, you will receive another ticket for it. Those all go into a bucket. We draw for prizes. You can use weapon of choice, whatever is legal to hunt with, and hunt wherever you want to. We have guys that drive 2 to 3 hours.
Wow, no kidding.
To come into this. So we have quite an array that come into it. We do also have a check-in on Saturday morning for people that work second or third shift that can't make that. We do a check-in from 7 to 8 a.m. at the same place, and we usually have a few people show up then, too.
Now, here's my question. Speak with Dave Hartman here about the 9th Annual Squirrel and Rabbit Hunt going on next weekend out in Langsburg. Is this a weigh-in type deal?
No, we do not weigh in. We started doing it that way. It didn't work real well. So we give you a ticket for each animal that you check in, and the tickets go into a bucket. We draw out of the bucket for the prizes. So the weight doesn't play into it. The number of animals doesn't play into it. You actually get a prize ticket just for checking in, just for paying to hunt. So even if you don't get any animals at all, you still have a chance at winning prizes.
And see, that's really nice, too, because, some people have the absolute luck of finding big animals no matter what it is, and they're super competitive that way. But that's nice that, your number that you turn in up to your limit will be the amount of tickets you get. And you've got a lot of people helping you out, and you've got some great prizes as well. Real quickly, you got an idea of what some of the prizes can be?
We give away, there will be raffle guns that the Legion will be doing. We also have prizes from gun safes, muzzle loaders. We have crossbows, everything in between, all the way down to cap lights. And we have shooting rests. Every dollar that comes in that you pay to hunt, we use for the prizes. Nobody keeps any money out of this. This is completely $0 come back to us on it. So it all depends on how many people show up, and that's how much money we have to spend on the prizes.
Well, I tell you what, we will have a link to the Facebook page where you can get all of the information on our website at wildmichiganradio.com. It's going to be a big event next weekend, the 9th Annual Rabbit and Squirrel Hunt going on in Langsburg. All going to meet up at the American Legion Hall downtown there, and I can guarantee you we'll probably be there to see you as well.
Well, I appreciate that, and one last thing too: everybody entered in the youth hunt, which is 15 and younger, is guaranteed a prize no matter what. We want to make sure those kids have fun.
All right, man. Thanks so much, Dave Hartman. Appreciate you joining us. We've got more coming your way, and you know what? We'll donate some stuff as well. It's Wild Michigan on the Michigan Talk Network.
Ah. I still believe.
Hey, Michiganiacs, this is your blood brother Ted Nugent celebrating the almighty Michigan Spirit of the Wild with my blood brother Duran Martinez on Wild Michigan. Go Wild.
Welcome back to Wild Michigan. I'm Duran Martinez, revitalized and ready for 2017. And will the show be bigger and better? Hell, I don't know, man. We're just going to take it one day at a time, one show at a time, and see what happens. But I guarantee you and I promise you that I'll be more diligent this year getting things around, getting things ready. It's not an election year. And I was having a conversation with a friend of mine at work who, you know, we are on absolutely opposite sides of about everything. For the most part, except for humor. And you know what? We both come to the conclusion that last year's election really took a toll on everybody. It was, and I'm not blaming either side. This isn't a question of politics here. It's a question of being bombarded by the media and who's doing what and everything else. Getting involved so much with what went on when in reality, it's not going to change how I hunt. It's not going to change how I fish. And it's not going to change how I wake up in the morning. Okay. But, you know, I let a lot of, you know, little things get to me last year, which really affected the show and it was unfair to everybody else. And, you know what? We put that all behind us. It's a new year, new resolutions. We've changed a few things and we're moving forward, man. We got a lot of things going on. We love our friends at Lucky Buck Deer Mineral, which, you know, again, have come on board for 2017. And they are. You know, what we've been using, where we can use it legally, where all the rules are at their website, lucky-buck.com. And, you know, year round, you can put it out year round. So it's just a couple of the tips that they have shared with us over the course of the year to keep your sites fresh, like you know, every couple of months, freshen up your site a little bit. Again, find out where you can use it. Lucky-buck.com, of course, Southern Michigan. Has some CWD issues that would prohibit use of any mineral or any supplemental food type, okay? Don't get caught doing the wrong thing. As we've talked to Chad Stewart before, they get up in the air, and with the snow, it's very easy to see where somebody's been baiting or supplemental feeding or putting out mineral just by looking to see where the wagon wheel marks are from the deer coming to a central location. So do the right thing, man. Follow the rules. As much as we don't want to sometimes, and it's easy to not want to, you have to, and we do follow the rules. And again, if that gives us a surplus of Lucky Buck, then it does. But, you know, we try and if we can't use it in certain areas, we give it away to other people as well, to some of the great events like we had here talking about the rabbit and squirrel hunt coming up in Langsburg next week. This is a great opportunity for you to get kids outdoors. It's cold, bundle them up, okay, accordingly, because they're going to be moving depending on the weather, how much, you know, walking or whatever, whether you're following dogs with rabbits, which I love doing, by the way, and I love getting out and squirrel hunting as well. Small things, getting started with small game, not necessarily white-tailed deer, is a great way. White-tail are great. It's a great thing to introduce kids to, but you know what? How about take that extra step? Find a little extra time to go out and sit under a tree and wait for squirrels to hear that barking or to get out and hear, you know, if you've got friends with beagles or that run dogs for rabbits, to hear them work. And to me, that's one of the coolest things ever is to watch a dog work a rabbit and have them basically bring it back to you. It's an awesome, awesome experience. And I think that'll be a great event coming up next week. And we are definitely going to try and get out there and do that. And like my wife, Sarah Marie, says, you know, we're not going to pass up the opportunities to go hunting and fishing this year in 2017. We had so many things get in the way of what we loved last year that it really, I think, you know, maybe some way messed up our psyche a little bit. You know, because hunting and fishing is such a part of our life that when I didn't even buy a deer license last year because I didn't have time to get out, I didn't get a chance to really go fishing, but maybe once. Have I hit the ice yet? No, I haven't hit the ice yet either. So this year, we're going to take those opportunities. And if you have events like this one coming up here in Langsburg next weekend, by all means, let me know. My email address is very simple. outdoormailbag@gmail.com. That is the direct way to get to my email. Okay. My cell phone number is on the website as well. If you want to, you know, tell us about an event you have going on, do so via my cell number. You send me a text. You can send something via social media. You know, whatever the case, our Facebook page, our website, our contact, we're very open to what's going on. And I really want to focus on what's going on here in Michigan, especially these smaller events that are happening throughout the state. And we definitely want to hit as many as we can. So, you know, if you got room, you don't mind somebody spending a few extra bucks at your event, let me know. I would love to attend. Okay, our calendar is pretty clear right now, and we want to fill it up with all of these outdoor hunting and fishing events and really get back to what we love. Last year, look, we got married. We took off to Alaska, plus all the other work trips that we did. We're not doing those trips this year because we really want to focus on what's going on here with the show and everything else. So that said, we've got some opportunities for you to join us at the Whitetails Unlimited Deer Camp Tour 2017. That's going to be taking place Saturday, February 11th at the Radisson Hotel, downtown Lansing. This is a fun time because my good friend Travis T-Bone Turner from Michael Waddell's Bone Collector will be showing up. Bone does a great job with this thing, and he's a very personal guy. Love him to death. We've been friends for about 10 years now, and he's going to be at this whole deal, and it sells out quickly. So, again, go to the website, wildmichiganradio.com, or get on whitetailsunlimited.com. Find out about the Michigan Deer Camp, and you can join all of our friends there. Man, Jim Kurdziel, thank you so much for helping us come back for another year. And we're going to help promote these events. And if you've got a Whitetails event or a Ducks Unlimited event, Pheasants Forever, whatever your chapter is, let me know, because we will either attend or we'll at least promote it for you. Okay, we'll put it on the website at wildmichiganradio.com. And be a part of what you have going on. There's a lot of things we do here in central Michigan. Would love to head north, would love to head south. So wherever you're going to be, whatever event you've got going on, let me know. And we'll, like I said, we'll either try and be a part of it or help out any way we can. It's just the small thank you for 10 years of Wild Michigan that we've been able to do here on the Michigan Talk Network. An absolute blast, man. And we're going to bring back some old friends. I know we're going to speak to Lance Valentine in the next segment. He is our walleye instructor extraordinaire. He's going to be at the Ultimate Fishing Show Detroit. And again, we've got tickets for you to possibly win on our Facebook page. WildMichiganRadio.com is our website. You can link up to our Twitter or our Facebook there, or just go to Facebook.com/WildMichigan or at Wild Michigan on Twitter. So whatever the case, man, we're not too big into the Twitter yet. We're on Instagram also, all Wild Michigan. It's very easy to find. And you know, just follow us and let us know you're there. Let us know what you've got going on, and we'll be happy to try and be a part of it this year. So that said, first hour of the show, if you missed it, you missed a great one. Ben Nielsen from Showspan was joining us, talking about the big shows coming up, the Ultimate Fishing Show Detroit, Outdoorama, which is a long-running show here in the state with Big Buck Night. Our friends Jimmy and Jenny will be there from Michigan Out of Doors. And, of course, all of the great seminars with their main stage events that they'll have. And, of course, the Ultimate Sports Show, Grand Rapids, where our good friend Mark Zona will be making his appearance for the very first time ever on that stage as well. In his backyard, as he said in the first hour of the show. Keep it here. More coming your way. I'm Duran Martinez. Again, hit us up on the website, wildmichiganradio.com. You got an event, by all means, pass it along. We're going to come back with Lance Valentine next. It's Wild Michigan on the Michigan Talk Network.
Join us on Facebook or listen to podcasts, all from our website at wildmichiganradio.com. Now, back to Duran Martinez and Wild Michigan.
Cross the line at an altitude time, interstate 94 more miles through the Great Lakes State. Turn it up so the bus ain't late. Another night in Michigan.
Welcome back to Wild Michigan. I'm Duran Martinez. 2 hours of blah, 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 blah. Outdoor radio, man. We're having a lot of fun today. I had the opportunity to speak with Ben Nielsen from Showspan, talking about the Ultimate Fishing Show in the first hour. Also, the Z-Man, Mark Zona, from Zona's Ultimate Fishing Show, joined us. And, you know, when I talk to Zona, I'm like, you know what? I'm not even like the same voice, you know, class with that guy. That guy's got amazing pipes. And just, I'm just almost afraid to even talk around him. But, you know, it's okay. It's okay, because I have the show, and he just does TV, that little thing. Joining us right now, our good friend Lance Valentine from Walleye 101 joins us, and he is going to be at the Ultimate Fishing Show Detroit coming up as well. And Lance, I'll say this. We've made some arrangements, some switches in our schedule, if you will, that we've kicked out the ATA show this year, kicked out the SHOT show. So we're really focusing back on the local stuff, and we're looking forward to seeing you at the Ultimate Fishing Show coming up the 12th through the 15th at the Suburban Collection Showplace there in Novi. Man, what's going on?
Oh, we are getting ready. We've got an office full of stuff we need to take to the show. It seems like the list gets longer every year, and, you know, we're always up against deadlines. Things aren't here on time. Things need to get packed. Things need to get ready to go. So we're just enjoying the chaos, let's put it that way, trying to wade through the chaos of getting kicked off with the show season. But we're ready to go, excited to get down there, and can't wait to see everybody and get excited about fishing again.
Now, one of the things I was speaking with Alex off air about, you know, this show. I said, you know, Alex, I think a lot of times this show just turns into 2 hour phone conversations with friends and whatnot. And do we really ever get much out of it? And this is where I'm just going to throw a question to you and maybe get some information. You are constantly teaching, but always learning at the same time, Lance. Are there a couple of things from 2016 about walleye fishing that were kind of like light bulb moments for you, aha moments, if you will, that you can now take to the stage and the classroom?
Well, that's an awesome question, and you're right. If you're every day you spend on the water or in the field, if you're not learning something, even if you're not quote-unquote successful, if you can come back with something that makes you better the next time, it's a successful trip. And, there were a few of those this year. You know, the Detroit River, you know, we started our season in Detroit River, and Detroit River was different this year because of the weather we had and the weather patterns. We got warm real quick for about a week, and then it got really, really cold again, and then we got into our regular spring calendar. But we learned a few things about fish location. Detroit River catching fish a lot shallower than we ever have, catching fish in some different spots because of that difference in the way the weather patterns work. We talk a lot about keeping records and going back to knowledge. And once we kind of figured out where the fish were in the traditional movement patterns, we were on them again and had another great season. But it took us 4, 5, 6 days on the water to figure out where those fish were and how the weird spring kind of affected them. But once we figured out where they were in our traditional movement calendar, they were where they were supposed to be, and we were able to stay on them. So, again, we kind of reiterated the value of keeping good records, and we learned a few things because fish weren't where they should have been traditionally, so we had to go looking for them instead of just going, well, the fish aren't biting. You know, anytime you're doing the same thing over and over and it's not working, you need to do something different. So, you know, at some point you can only go so deep, and your next option is to go shallow. So we started working shallower, 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 and actually caught some really nice fish and numbers of fish in 3, 4, 5, 6 feet of water. So we'll talk about that this year during our Detroit River Summer and how much these fish actually use shallow water. So, we're getting excited about that. You know, then we moved to Saginaw Bay in the summertime, and again, the spoon bite stayed strong. But we're starting to learn more about the summertime weed bite, the ability to troll crankbaits to the weeds. We're starting to perfect that and the right equipment, the right baits, and how to get everything set properly. We did a lot of work this year with sound. How much does sound in a spread attract fish? Mm-hmm. And what we'll talk about, what we found out was, sometimes the bait that makes a lot of noise doesn't catch any fish. But if you take that bait out of your spread, the lures that don't make any noise catch a whole lot less fish. So sometimes the noisemaker isn't the producer the fish are biting. Sometimes that noise actually is enough noise to bring fish into your spread. So we learned a lot, got a lot of things to kind of digest, a lot of things to pass on to guys, and we're doing seminars this year down to the shows.
You know, it's funny. You bring up an interesting point about sound, you know, maybe adding to what you're doing and something of a particular color getting all the credit.
Yeah, you know, we're trying to teach our guys, especially the last 4 or 5 years when we do our education weekends and we have, you know, 20 to 90 guys on the wire every day for 4 days, we're trying to get them not only to pay attention to what is catching fish, but what their whole spread looks like when they are catching fish. So if you've got a bait in your spread that makes a lot of noise, makes a low frequency noise, you know, thump, 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 that fish can feel for a long ways away. If you have a bait like that in your spread, even though you're not catching fish on it, you're catching fish on other lures, if you take that noisemaker out of your spread, mm-hmm. does your spread become less effective? So we're trying to get guys to think big picture, not just, oh, they're hitting that, you know, chartreuse and pink lure, but what else is in the, are the fish biting that lure because they can see it, but are they attracted to your spread because of other things? So don't just think specific bait that's getting bit, think big picture, what is the spread that's actually bringing fish to my spread to get them to bite that specific lure? So think big picture. That's kind of what we're trying to teach our guys so you can start to get to the right answer a whole lot faster.
Lance Valentine is our guest here from Walleye 101. You're listening to Wild Michigan all over the Great Lakes State. Lance, you know, you every time you say something, my mind clicks and goes someplace else. You were talking about something in your spread making maybe a consistent thumping sound. Has there been any work, and I know it might be really difficult, but to do things with like an alternating sound, like a heavy thump with a light thump, something that it might be more consistent with, something dying or something of that nature. It's hard to explain, but maybe you understand my twisted mind.
I do. And the way we have to do it is we do it with multiple lures. So, you know, everybody just looks at the lure and goes, okay, that's a reef fire, that's a deep husky jerk, they work, blah, blah, blah. What people don't understand is every lure has a lot of different characteristics, right? The way it dives, the amount of water it moves, the way it wiggles. Does it wiggle? Does it roll? Does it go side to side very erratically? And sound is one of those pieces. You can take a balsa bait that has no rattles in it. If you put hooks and split rings on it, it makes a lot of high-frequency noise. Just the rattle of the hooks moving on the split ring makes a noise. That's a high-frequency noise. Then you take a lure like a deep bannet that has one or two big, giant BBs in it, and it goes thud, thud, thud. It makes a very, very distinct low-frequency sound that fish can feel with their inner ear a whole lot further than they can actually, or they feel with their lateral line a lot further, 60, 80, 100 feet, then they can hear a high-frequency sound if they need to be 15, 20 feet from it. And then you've got baits that have a large number of small rattles, so they make a in-between noise. So by using different lures in your spread, you may be catching fish on lure X, but if you take lure Y and lure Z out of your spread, you don't catch anything because the noise that lure Y and lure Z is making is attracting fish to your spread. The final trigger, for whatever reason, they want to bite lure X, but without lure X or lure Y and lure Z making different noises, you don't have any fish coming into your spread. So again, getting guys to think big picture, not just what the fish are biting on, but what is the whole picture? What is bringing fish to my spread? And then what is the final trigger? So I can kind of dial all that in and get better at it.
Lance Valentine's our guest here. It's Wild Michigan on the Michigan Talk Network. Our website, wildmichiganradio.com. By all means, hit us up on the Facebook page because we've got tickets to give away for the Ultimate Fishing Show Detroit, and we're going to be giving away some of those, and somebody's going to win tickets to all three shows coming up, the Ultimate Fishing Show Detroit, Outdoorama, and the Ultimate Sports Show. We're going to make sure somebody gets all those. Now, Lance is patiently holding off lunch to talk with us. We're going to talk one more segment with him. And Lance, if you don't mind hanging on, we're going to get to you in just a second.
You got it.
All right. The Slim Jim is calling his name. I can hear it now. But we're going to talk to Lance here in a couple of minutes and find out more about what he's going to be teaching coming up here in Detroit next weekend. Suburban Showplace. Oh, my goodness. I'm not buying a car from them. So
easy for you to say.
Right. Hopefully they won't come down on me for that. Hey, give me a truck. I'll say anything. It's Wild Michigan on the Michigan Talk Network.
To everyone that has served this great country, keeping us free to enjoy the great outdoors. Thank you. From Duran Martinez and Team Wild Michigan.
I'm just trying to be a father, raise a daughter and a son, be a lover to their mother, everything to everyone.
Welcome back to Wild Michigan. I'm Duran Martinez. Brought to you in part by Costa Sunglasses and Darton Archery. We are Wild Michigan. Hit us up on the website, wildmichiganradio.com. You can pick up our podcast and find out where we're going to be on the road and meet people like Lance Valentine on our website. He's on our Meet the Experts page for Walleye 101. And joining me right now on the show, Lance, you are very specific about some of the things you use, and you're not afraid to tell people why. And have you found some new gear coming into the big show next weekend?
Well, you know, we did a couple of things last year. We worked with another company, and we actually redesigned our the spinning rod that we use for Detroit River. We made it a little bit stiffer, changed the front grips. You can get your finger up on the blank so you can feel the jig a little bit better. Put a couple more guides on the rod so it bends more consistently. So we did some upgrades on our custom jigging rods. The biggest thing, I'll tell you, equipment-wise, two things this year. Not only did we change the jigging rod, but two more things. We started using a new line on the Detroit River called TX1. It's a braid by Sunline, extremely thin. So I'm using a 12-pound braid, same diameter as 6-pound fire line, same diameter as about 3-pound test monofilament. But the braid is much more abrasion resistant than the fire line is. So I'm able to fish a little bit longer without retying. It's slicker. It's got a slicker coating on it. It keeps its color better. And it's got slicker coating, so it slides through a little bit easier and makes it a little easier to kind of get through the rod guides and make it easier to jig. So that was something we tried last year. It's now available on the market. We'll have it at the show. It's called TX1. It's a yellow braided line for jig fishing from Sunline. And the other thing that, you know, I've never spent a lot of money on spinning reels. I've always thought, hey, you know, you jig fish, it's not that big of a deal. You know, 35, 40, 50 bucks for a spinning reel is kind of all you need to spend. And you can get a great spinning reel for that and do it. But last year, I started fishing with the Abu Garcia Revo series. And you wouldn't think jig fishing is that big of a deal. But when you're on the water for 10 hours a day, every day, when you spend a little bit more money on a spinning reel, just all the times you're reeling up, letting down, the quality of the drag, the smoothness of the drag, the balance of the rod and the reel, the lightness, the way the spool is set up so it handles the line so you don't get those kinks and get those wind knots. Going to a little more expensive spinning reel was something I never thought I would do, but I did it last year as a promo for Abel Garcia. Absolutely loved it and switched. About halfway through my season last year, I switched all of my spinning reels on the boat for my customers over to Abel Garcia reels that I pay retail for, so I didn't get a deal on them. I just thought they made that much difference and went to a little bit higher quality spinning reel on my jigging rod. So those three things, the new line, fixing the rod, getting the rod that was 90% right to be 100% right, and then a little bit higher quality spinning reel on my jig fishing stuff was three things that made a big difference for us this year.
Lance Valentine from Walleye 101. It's funny because, you know, Lance is one of the few people that can convince me to buy something new, because I'm always either skeptical or just plain, you know, cheap. But I remember way back when I bought my center drag spinning reels, and I still have them, you know, that you suggested. And I really, really like those. Now I got to go out and buy something else because Lance said it's cool.
Well, you know, those center drags were nice reels. You know, and you bring up a good point. And, you know, you and I have known each other for, I don't know, probably going on 15 years now. And, you know, when you do a radio show or you go to a seminar, people really don't know who you are. And the assumption when you are a guide or a pro angler is, you know, hey, well, I get boxes of free stuff every day. And that's not true. That's another story for another day. But I take my recommendation to people extremely serious. I still approach new equipment with the same – skepticism that I did when I was spending money out of my pocket that I probably didn't have to be spending on fishing equipment. And I take it very, very serious that people, fortunately, do listen and do take my recommendation. They do listen to what I tell them. And I take that extremely serious. If you've known me for a long time, you know that I have not switched boat companies. I've not switched line companies. I've actually turned down offers from other people in the industry because I didn't think they were as good or they didn't have enough products to fill what our guys need to buy. There's a lot of things that I still buy that I don't have deals with because I think it's the best thing to use for a certain situation. Mm-hmm. I take my integrity extremely serious, and so when I recommend something to somebody, I've used it, I know it works, I know it works better than the other things I've been using, and then I pass it on. If it doesn't, I'll tell you that too. So I take what I recommend extremely serious because I know guys, just like everybody, we only have so much money to spend, and what we try to do is get guys to buy the right thing the first time instead of spending money on the wrong thing and then having to buy the right thing and spend more money in the long run. We want you to get the right thing up front, so we take our recommendations extremely serious.
You know, we're the same way. We've been with, well, three bow companies. They've all been, well, two have been in Michigan, and one way back when, Martin Archery, we were with for 8 years until they switched, changed hands, and then we came into talks with Darton Archery. Was a great Michigan company. They're always inventing some new things and reinventing some old things. And, you know, and they're a good company with great customer service. And when we say we use it, yes, because we like them. And, but again, because we like, especially with archery equipment, just because we like it, it doesn't mean it's going to fit you properly. So with that, we say, find what fits you best. But when somebody's on the boat, you know, like you said, 10 hours a day, so many days out of the year, you know, there's a lot of credence coming from that.
You know, and I always look, when I decide to make a change or sign a contract with a company, I don't look at it as, you know, am I going to get money by using this stuff? I look at it as, is this stuff going to be better than what I'm using? Is it going to help me catch more fish? And the third question I ask is it something I can sell to the guys who trust me? If one of those three questions is no, I will turn down a money contract and stick with what I'm using because that's more important. It's more important that people trust me with what I'm telling them than I get a few bucks for using somebody's spinning reel. I take that extremely, extremely serious. So I tell guys, when you see me switch, you need to understand that it wasn't a money deal. It wasn't an issue of free stuff. That was never the issue. The issue is I'm going to tell you that the amount of time I spent on the water, this product is better than what I was using. So, I take that extremely serious. Guys can believe that or not, but I take it extremely serious because I was a guy who had, you know, a couple hundred bucks every year to spend on fishing, but I wanted to make sure I got the right stuff, and there was nobody to help me find the right stuff.
Mm-hmm.
So we take that as a group, myself personally and the guys that work with us at Walleye 101, we take that extremely serious, that when we say this is what we use, you can be assured it's what we use, and it's what we know works, and we feel comfortable giving it to you and recommending it to you to buy.
Exactly. You know, and we're talking with another company about stuff, you know, that there's a Michigan company that produces workwear, and they're a very good company, but there's another company also that produces similar workwear that we've used and found to be very good and more affordable in my world. So, yep. You know, and hopefully we'll make that announcement in the next couple of weeks. And, you know, and it's all about, too, it's all about preference. Some people like the name thing. I like the name, but I also like what I can afford and what will work as well.
And that's why we brought on, you know, four or five other guys. You know, Duncan Wooster guides for us. Dean Cushman does some guiding for us. We got a couple other guys who are tournament fishing. We brought on a tournament team this year. We're sponsoring two boats for the Michigan Walleye Tour. And these guys use stuff different than I do. But I think that's important that people can come to our booth and get three or four opinions on, let's say, a spinning reel for vertical jigging. They can get three or four opinions. They can come to our booth, check them all out, and say, you know what, I like that one the best. That's what I'm going to buy.
Mm-hmm.
But they know that they got four good recommendations from guys who fish every single day. They know they've narrowed it down to the four best options. Then they can pick what's best for them. That's why we brought on guys to be part of our team that use different stuff than I do because it's important important that every customer gets an option, then makes a decision that works best for them, not only brand-wise maybe, or feel, and price. Price is a big deal sometimes too. Maybe a guy needs to buy four spinning reels and he can afford four $50 reels. He can't afford one $200 reel. Well,
right.
We want to give you the best option at $50 price range, and that's why we brought on more guys to help us and help our customers choose the right thing the first time they buy it.
Absolutely. Lance Valentine, Walleye 101. Look for him at the Ultimate Fishing Show coming up, Suburban Collection Showplace in Novi, 12th to the 15th. And Lance, this is the new word for Sarah, Marie, and myself. It is yes. Somebody asks us if we want to go fishing. Yes. We're making that day. And so have your calendar ready. It's yes.
I can't wait. I'll see you in a couple weeks.
All right, man. A couple days. Yeah.
Yeah, a couple days.
Go get your lunch. You're fading fast on me.
Fading fast.
All right, man. Thanks so much, Lance Valentine. Check him out, walleye101.com. Check out Ben Nielsen with Showspan, Mark Zona at markzona.com. And also, thanks to our friends out in Langsburg getting ready for the big 9th annual Squirrel and Rabbit Hunt. Man, that's going to be a good time. All the info at wildmichiganradio.com.